Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
It is Wednesday, which means we get to speak to the wonderful Dr. Carl. Dr. Carl, good morning. I'm hoping you
are
well.
Good morning, Dr. Wonderful Howard.
I haven't been called that for a while.
I'm not that well, I should say. What's happening is because we've been having my wife every Wednesday and Thursday brings in the grandchild and the two nieces.
Oh, petri dishes.
And so what we're doing is picking up strange and new diseases I didn't know existed. And so we oscillate between a sore throat and coughing middle ear infection. And the infections just roll on. And the thing is that we, compared to the children, suffer more than they do, but at least we're part of them getting a good immune system.
It's crazy. I was convinced that my kids were going to kill me one day just because they would come home with the stuff in a day, they better, and then they take the whole family down.
Yes, that's us. We're going down, man. But we're getting back up again.
Good, as long as you are getting better. Let's talk about the cost-benefit analysis of the COVID vaccines because this is a conversation that for people who didn't support the vaccines, this just doesn't seem to go away.
The vaccines are cheap and death is expensive because if you have a death in the family, that person doesn't earn money anymore. There's the cost of the funeral. And then even without the deaths, there's the infections and the hospitalizations. So the vaccines came through very quickly and they cost $79 billion. And they've given us benefits somewhere between $5 and $38 trillion. Now, let's put that in perspective. The GDP for the whole world, in other words, if all the countries in the whole world add their individual GDPs together, Australia's $1.5 trillion, it comes to $100 trillion.
Right.
So we saved somewhere between $5 and $38 trillion, depending on how you measure it and in which countries and so forth. But worldwide, depending, is somewhere between 5 and 38, which means that for each dollar that we put in to develop the vaccines, we got back between $60 and $475. That's in the first year. And of all the people who didn't die, they can keep on working and being part of the family and providing joy and happiness and looking after your children so that in return you can give them hand, foot, and mouth disease, which I've never had before in my life.
Why do you think, though, that there is still such a fixation on people trying to prove that the vaccine was there's all sorts of things going on around it? And it was interesting because I was very involved with podcasts around COVID, and I worked very closely with the pulmonologist, Dr. Anton Marburg at the time, who was one of the leaders here in fighting this disease. And every week we had a podcast on it. It was a horror. In fact, and I messaged him last night because I was watching a show called The Resident, and they had one episode on COVID in the hospital, and I actually couldn't watch it. It felt like almost like post-traumatic to me, and it was really bad. But yet there are people that are still pushing this, that it wasn't, and that the vaccines were part of some kind of an evil plan. Why do you think that is? I mean, I know it's not a science question, but I'm just fascinated at your thoughts.
It is a science question in that it was driven on one level by two things, disinformation and misinformation. So disinformation is where I deliberately, D for deliberate, D for disinformation, I deliberately tell you a lie. Howard, the moon is actually flat and made of green cheese. So by me promulgating, spreading, putting it out, I am doing disinformation. But then you, as the innocent trusting bystander, and why would you think somebody would lie to you? You'd say, oh, did you know the moon is made of green cheese? You are now spreading misinformation. So let's just get those two words out of the way. Now, secondly, there always has been some degree of disinformation, misinformation floating around about various things in our society. There have been people who have been skeptical. Thirdly, I know this is hard to believe, but sometimes governments and trusted officials of the governments have not always behaved honorably in the past.
Yeah, I mean,
there have been crooked medical doctors and politicians and newspaper people and radio personalities and nurses, and there's a small percentage of those. Fourthly, that's kind of ramped up into part of a belief system. And I've done a little podcast on this while people go down that way with somebody who's an expert in this, and they go through six stages and driven by many forces. The last stage is terrible, where you accept everything is so bad, you're going to go out and you're going to do violent things to people. But most people don't get to that. Stage one is that you have some degree of curiosity about it, and people keep on saying that cheese is always actually pink, but they dye it yellow. And then if you go to a cheese manufacturer and instead of taking you through the process, they say, oh, come on, don't be an idiot. And then they throw scorn upon you. You then go back into the rabbit hole. So you checked with authority. So firstly, you hear it. Secondly, you check with some kind of authority. And that's important. Thirdly, if you are rebuffed, if you're not treated with respect, you'll say that proves they're in on it. And you go into the third stage and fourth stage, and people will come out of it by themselves, but often driven by physical actualities. Why people go down this, I don't know. So I have a colleague who I've been with him for many years, and he's gradually gone into the rabbit hole, and he's now gone to the stage where he believes that not only, you remember Princess Diana? So not only was Princess Diana deliberately assassinated by the British royal family, comma, but she's also alive.
Oh, both. And he will say
he will say both those.
Schrodinger's princess, right? Yeah.
Yeah, she's in two places at once.
Yeah.
And with COVID, he said that firstly, there's no such thing as germs. These were invented by Antoine von Leeuwenhoek in the 1600s when he looked through a microscope and saw little animalcules. He was in the pay of Big Pharma then. There's no such thing as germs. And by the way, all you need to live a healthy life is to eat right and do exercise. And there is a strong element of truth in that. And he says that there's no such things as viruses. And then in the next part of the conversation, he says, but the COVID virus was deliberately mutated from a harmless virus by Venezuela, China, and the USA.
So all of these things.
There's no such thing as viruses. Run around.
Yeah.
And I have believed stupid things in my past. And so I have some degree of sympathy with them.
Right.
But then ties into the tribe. So suddenly you're part of a group, Howard, and you all have secret knowledge that nobody else has. And
if you heard the word
in your, and if you heard the word sheeple, so a sheeple is a mixture of sheep and people, and they're the rest of the population who believe that the moon is round. They don't know any better. So there are many, many reasons. And part of it is that we are now in a world that's very different from the past, which is different in different parts of the world, because Africa is different from Australia, blah, blah, blah. But the golden years in the USA and the West were the 60s, 70s, and 80s, where a person on one wage could afford to buy a house and a car, and the house would be near where they lived, and they'd only need one wage to do that, and they could send the kids to school and have a holiday once a year. And those days are gone because people are now working longer hours for less money, and that people don't have the time to actually chase up the data. It's you've asked a complicated question, Dr.
I'm sorry, and we're out of time. But listen, I think that, and I can see by the response from listeners, a very, very, it's a very engaging topic and an interesting one, because we're seeing this more and more. Dr. Cole, we do need to leave it there. Thank you as always.